Blog Talk Radio. And good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us. Around the globe, this is Psyche Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad if you want to be live on air with us. We take the callers in the order that they come in, 714-816-4628. You can also join us in the chat room on the live page. Got a bunch of people in there now. PsychicTalk.net/live. And that's good 7 days a week here on Psychic Talk Radio. So as you can see we are bringing back Wednesdays. So now Psychic Talk is on 7 days a week again. Exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. And today I get to introduce a brand new host to the network, someone you may already know if you've been listening to our shows and chatting in the chat room, a frequent listener and caller, and she can often be found hanging out in the chat. And now we're bringing her over to the other side of the microphone, none other than Charlotte Quanberg. Charlotte is a lifelong lover of animals, which led her eventually to animal communication, and this opened the door to a whole new world. She followed the rabbit down the hole and discovered soul healing, past lives, energy healing, working with angels, tarot and oracle cards, journaling, writing, EFT, NLP, pendulums, and her big love, crystals. That's right. And now we get to explore all of these topics on Wednesdays with Charlotte. So let's bring her on, Charlotte Quanberg.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Charlotte. No. Welcome aboard. It's not your first time on because you've called into shows, but it's your first time on this side of the microphone.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you, my palms are sweating. The bottoms of my feet may even be sweating. I'm a little bit nervous.
Mine too, and I'm not even
here.
I'm not even the new host, you know, and I'm sweating too, you know. It's like, oh my God, oh my God. And you know, when you relaunch, you know, on a day you haven't been having shows for a while, you always think, God, is anybody even going to call in at all? When you know, because it takes a while for the audience to realize, hey, we're back on Wednesdays and stuff. Well, I got to tell you, I'm looking at the switchboard right now. It's lit up like a Christmas tree. This is just fantastic for your first time, you know, as a host on the network. This is just exciting stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So
it's so exciting.
Before we get to the phone calls, we'll let people call in. You know, let's give them a chance to call in and join us in the chat room. You know, if you're listening live, open a new tab in your browser and type in psychetalk.net/live and get in the chat room with us, because you can chat with us. You can comment on the show. You can tell Charlotte how great she's doing. You can ask for a mini reading, you know, and also this is the best time to call in too, because like I said, I cannot believe the calls in the queue right now. 714-816-4628. Get in now, because we take the calls in the order that they come in, and so you want to get in early. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, open the app, you know, on the app, open the dial pad and press 1, so we know you want to be live on air. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show. Yeah, so you've been hanging out in the chat room, listening to the shows, calling in, getting some advice yourself, Charlotte. What, you know, what prompted you to want to come on air as a host yourself?
Honestly, you guys are so cool, And it's been so fun being a caller, calling in, and the advice that's been given has been, you know, just lovely. And as I did this in my real life and was able to give people angel messages and stuff, it just was so fulfilling. And so to take it just that step further and go national, and in fact, I believe we have international callers as well, to be able to spread.
We do.
To give to people the gift that I have been given, and I make no pretense about saying, you know, it's a gift that I made, because it's not. It's a gift that I have been given and I've worked on developing. To give that to other people is so cool. And I tend to lead with my heart, and I just it just makes me so happy. And I just have to share this one thing real quick, because I know you always draw a card of the day. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to try and see what it says. So I pulled out my Moonology deck that I love, love, love. And you're going to love this card. It says, be bold and make the first move. Now is the time to be bold, bossy even. Take matters into your own hands. I mean, could you get a more perfect card for the show today?
Oh, my God. That is
incredible.
Isn't
that awesome?
That is incredible. Talk about synchronistic.
Yeah.
I did draw a card of the day, because I do like to draw the card of the day. I got the star card. And, you know, that's following your intuition, inspiration, holding that optimism. It's literally called the card of hope, the card of faith. You know, it's also pleasure and harmony and the conceiving and following through on a dream. So the two cards that we drew are very synchronistic with each other. And there's another added aspect with the star card. Think of it literally as, now you're the star, Charlotte.
Yeah. I'm in the limelight now. People are going to be wanting my autograph. Yeah. But
well,
I'm
no one's
like,
ever asked me for my autograph yet, and I've been doing this for 10 years, so I would be really upset. No, I'm just kidding. and as long as we're on the I wasn't going to go to this yet, but seeing that you got us into this with the card of the day, you know, let me just give the numerology of the day. It's an 8-day, so 8 is abundance in numerology. And the entire date adds up 5/8/2019 adds up to 25. 2 plus 5 is 7. It is a 7 date, and that's the highest spiritual number. It's the number of the natural detective. It's a number of exploration. And boy, with all these topics, we've got a lot to explore here, you know, muscle testing and pendulums and communicating with your guardian angels and tarot cards and oracle cards and EFT and NLP and writing as a healing modality and animal communication and crystals. And it's going to be fun here on Wednesdays, folks. So I hope you'll all join us, and if you're listening in archive, I hope you'll join us for a live show and, you know, call in and hang out with us. Let's go all the way back, or part of the way back anyway, Charlotte. Let's go back to 1994, and you're a lover of animals, and you discover animal communication back in 1994, and that kind of gets the whole ball rolling. What can you say about that story?
Well, I mean, I was blown away because, like many people who, you know, have come on here, you know, hosts and callers and stuff, you know, they come from a background where this kind of stuff was kind of taboo. And in fact, when I would share this animal communication thing with people, I had coworkers who would tell me, "That's the devil speaking. You," I mean, and literally they would like, you know, if they had holy water, they would have thrown it on me because that's how they viewed it. And I'm like, you know, how can speaking to God's creatures be anything bad? I mean, these are pure, innocent, you know, creatures. They don't come with malice like humans do. And anyway, so it was just so amazing to me. And so like dogs that were alien, you know, and maybe ending, nearing their end of life, and to be able to ask them what their wishes were and help them in any way possible, was just such a beautiful a gift, and I was blown away by it. I didn't know it existed, and then once I found out, I really couldn't think about anything else. It was just, you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, and perhaps I should buy myself a thesaurus so I can say things like different things besides it was amazing, but really, it was just so amazing.
Great. And, you know, anything else you want to fill in the details that, you know, your exploration between then and now? I know that in your bio, you mentioned in 2016 that you met this amazing woman who did soul healing by going back through many past lives and finding the roadblocks that you're dealing with now, where they originated and things like that. Tell us about that story too, and then anything else, you know, between 1994 and 2016, that if there's any gaps you want to fill in or anything like that.
Well, yeah, I met Becky Webster, who is just amazing and such a humble, beautiful person. And she didn't, you know, she didn't know me at all, so she didn't know the things that, or my triggers or whatever, but she did this soul reading. And honestly, she went back to like the 1400s and described the situation that went on, and everything that were triggers back then were triggers now. And, you know, without giving away too much of my personal life, you know, we'll just say that she couldn't have been more spot on had she known me and for years and known the things that the areas where I felt weak and the areas where I felt helpless, and to find out that started, you know, clear back and was carried genetically through till now is just mind blowing. But then she helped cut those cords, and you know, Mary talked on this subject with her last show a little bit, and you know, as we heal our past and as we heal ourselves, we're also healing, you know, the people that came before and stuff. So once she did that, and she was, like I said, she was such a beautiful, humble soul, Becky is, that, you know, she made me feel safe enough that I could take that next step into the energy healing. And so I signed up for a class that talked about all sorts of different psychic things, and one of which was oracle cards. So I bought my first oracle card deck. And, wow, talk about, I mean, that was a snowball rolling down the hill. that was the big rabbit hole where I just went whole hog, because the cards were spot on, just like today, you know, be bold, make the first move. And from the first time I picked up an oracle deck. And so from then I just have, you know, taken classes and talked to people and, you know, and called in here even. And the stuff I've learned just from like calling in to Psychic Talk Radio has been, you know, a learning experience. And lo and behold, this thing that I thought I would never be able to do, I've learned that I can in fact do it, and I can in fact help people the same way that I have been helped by others.
And hopefully you'll be an inspiration to other folks that they can do the same thing.
I hope so, because I hate to be cliche and say, if I can do it, anybody can do it. But the statement has never been truer, honestly. And, you know, because of some of those blocks that we talked about earlier, it has made my progress a little bit harder, because I've had to clear a lot of stuff to make way for the good stuff to come in and to make, to open the path to
right.
hear the messages that spirit and that the angels want to give me. Because you do build up your defenses, and, you know, just out of self-protection, But then you learn it's time to start letting those go, you know, tearing those walls down. And as you do,
Earlier you said you didn't want to give, you know, the details, but hey, it's just you and me chatting and 10,000 people listening. I mean, what could go wrong?
So, anyway, so that's, you know, and I'm a work in progress, and I think anybody who says they're not a work in progress, maybe has lost sight of the plot, but I'm a work in progress, and those walls are still coming down, and every time they do, I'm gifted with more, you know, more messages, more confirmation that I'm on the right track and that I'm doing the right thing and that this is really what my job in life is now, is to help people. So I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yep. It makes sense. And I'm typing in the chat room right now. PsycheTalk.net/Charlotte is your new page on the network and on our website. And I just wanted to pop that in for everybody and for everyone listening. Just go to PsycheTalk.net/Charlotte, C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E. And you can read more about Charlotte, and you've heard some of her story here. Before we go to phone calls, I did want to ask you briefly about, I know you just graduated from some courses. People might know the names like Kyle Gray, Ross Place. Can you tell us, you know, what those certifications were for, what courses those were?
Well, Kyle Gray course was a certified angel guide course. So, woohoo! Beautiful class, and I am a huge Kyle Gray fan. He has so many beautiful messages, and is such a lovely person when it comes to the angels. Yeah, Hay House. Ross Place was, of all places, the Udemy.com. I don't know if you guys ever take any classes from there, but
I love Udemy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
so
we all do. I know Mary Brown, who's on Saturdays with me, and Dr. Rose Wilkerson on Fridays. I mean, a lot of our hosts and listeners have gone to Udemy. There's some great stuff there.
Yeah, and so Roz has a ton of classes. She's got the, you know, the Oracle, learn how to read Oracle cards, and she's got several different levels of that, which I have gone through. Udemy also has the, you know, learn to use a pendulum and the EFT, NLP. And then the other places that I have picked up just wonderful things, like writing for healing through the Daily Om site. Again,
oh yeah, I've
lessons.
Heard of that one too.
Yeah, and so I just have reached out to all these different places that resonated with me, and have taken it on as my new, you know, my new quest in life, and I love it. It's something that you find pleasure in. It's not a chore. You don't go, oh, got to sit down and do the next lesson in that class. You're like, you know, you just want to burn through them. And, you know, you have to really kind of make yourself slow down so you can let everything absorb and adjust and take everything in, instead of just like, you know, I got to tick all the boxes so I can move on to the next class.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all culminated with, along with your readings, with crystals, and you actually have your own business now, Terra Souls.
I do. It's that just kind of happened. If anybody would have told me I was gonna someday be doing readings for people and sharing my beautiful crystals with them, I would have, I mean, that I couldn't have imagined that until it happened. But I do have my Terra Souls page on Facebook. It's just T-E-R-R-A space.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, Charlotte, if they go to your page, psychictalk.net/Charlotte, the Facebook page is linked right there. I know when I was searching on Facebook, I had trouble finding it because there was other ones that sort of had similar names and it was kind of confusing. But if you go over to psychictalk.net/Charlotte and scroll down a little on her page, her write-up, her bio, towards the end there, you're going to see a link for Terra Souls, and that'll take you right over to the Facebook group there. Just thought I'd mention that real quick.
Right, and if they do see another one, there's another one called Terra Souls Collective, and that's also my one of my pages. That's a closed group where, you know, it's kind of a learning group with people. But we, you know, I kind of...
Awesome.
If you ask to be part of it, I will, you know, I will let you, but it just gives me a little bit more control over, so I know who's coming in and who's not, because I...
Yeah, that's the private
keep the energy. Yeah, I try to keep the energy up in there, but that's Terra Souls Collective. But Terra Souls is where you would make your appointments if you wanted to do a reading with me or if you wanted to see some of the crystals. And it's kind of a new site, so I've just started populating it with some of my inventory that I have on my lovely crystals.
Nice. Do you get folks great deals on that? I know a lot of people want to get into crystals and they don't know where to start, where to go. Are they going to get ripped off over here or ripped off over there? You know, overpriced stuff on the web all over the place.
Right, right. And I'm, you know, I went through that myself. So I do try to keep, I do a lot of shopping so I can find the best deals possible so then I can pass them on to people. And there's nothing I love more than talking to people who are just getting into crystals and recommending, you know, just a few to start with and then let them maybe do research and build as they, you know, as they feel like they need to, because every crystal has a little bit of a different purpose. And I have to tell on myself a little bit today because I was quite nervous about this show. So I literally am sitting in the middle of a pile of crystals. They are literally, I've basically surrounded
myself
with my crystals.
Oh, my God, you must be glowing with the energy. Wow.
There have been a couple of times where I felt like my heart was going to burst out of my chest. It was so full with the energy and with the knowing that even though, because I'm like, oh my gosh, did I do the right thing? Did I do the right thing? And over the course of the, it's 222, angel number, over the course of, you know, the 22 minutes we've been on the air, I've had the affirmation now multiple times that I've done the right thing here and I'm in the right place and I'm just so excited to be here.
Awesome. And just a little bit as a teaser, obviously you can tell folks we're going to be, in addition to all the other topics, we're going to be talking about crystals a lot on Wednesdays. And just as a little tease, another crystal keeper, literally the queen of rocks, is in the chat room now, Mary Brown, my co-host on Saturdays, and we're going to be doing an open line show all Saturday, this coming Saturday. And Mary is actually going to come on this show on Wednesday, May 29th, to chat crystals with Charlotte. That's going to be exciting.
It is, because she, you know, I mean, I am a mere novice in the presence of Mary Brown, and again, and quite a few of the other beautiful hosts on the Psychic Talk Network. But I'm willing to put myself out there and just you know, share what I know and learn what I don't. So I'm really excited to have Mary coming on to share her vast knowledge with us.
That's May 29th, folks. Mark it on your calendar, and it's 1 p.m. Pacific time, so that's 4 p.m. Eastern U.S. and 9 p.m. in London. And, of course, we always have all of the times all around the globe available on the show pages. You can just click the link and open that up and find the time near you. Okay, so let's see if we can go to some of the phone calls and before the bottom of the hour break here, get some phone calls in. The first caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 321. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
My name is Jenna.
What's your name?
And I'm calling from. My name is Jenna, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Jenna from Georgia.
Hi, Jenna,
I like
from
how that
Georgia.
Rhymes.
Hello. Hello. I am a first-time caller. I've been enjoying listening to you guys, and I was hoping to get a reading, but I just don't know how it goes. Do I ask a question? Do you guys just tell me things? How does it work?
So, let me jump in for a second, Charlotte. Because we have limited time on the radio, you know, for calls, we have a lot of callers waiting. The best way is to ask a very specific question so we can give you a quick, specific answer.
Okay.
So do you have, like, a burning question?
Yes, I do. I'd like to buy a home, and I was wondering if you see that coming to pass in the very near future. I'd like to buy a brand-new home that I own, that I would like to own.
Awesome. Awesome sauce, awesome stuff. Let's see here. Getting a lot of, all right, a lot of fours. In fact, the whole reading is bookended with a four card on one side and a four card on the other side. That's structure, which is a home. I love that. I love that. Yeah, and what I'm getting here is I'm getting three out of five yes cards. So I asked it as a yes-no question. Is this going to happen quickly? And, you know, what that means, because I didn't get four or five, like a really strong yes, that what that typically means is that there's some stuff left to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And that will then get the ball rolling. The central focus card is the Ten of Wands, which is usually a card about stress or being overburdened, having too many irons in the fire. You're making progress towards your goal, but it's really slow. Multitasking, things like that, you know. So that may be at the root of the situation, that you have to get more focused in order to make it happen faster. Okay? As far as timing goes, I'm getting the four for timing. And so that means this could happen as quickly as in the next 4 weeks, or it could take as long as 4 months. And it entirely depends on you and your focus and getting a crystal clear. I'm getting the page of coins, and he's holding up a pentacle, and he's staring at the pentacle, the coin. And it's getting that focus and that crystal clear image of exactly what you want, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Now, I also, the first card I got was the Four of Cups. So that, you know, I'm getting the feeling that there actually may be some opportunities already available around you that you're unaware of. So I wanted to throw that out there. And then let's go to Charlotte and see what Charlotte's getting. Are you getting anything, Charlotte, for Jenna?
I am. What I'm getting is that what I've been told is that it is going to happen. They haven't given me any dates.
Okay.
But they want you to know that Archangel Michael is looking over you and you are protected. And you're being asked to trust your vibes because, and I'm also feeling like there might be people who are trying to maybe talk you into things as salesmen are wont to do, and whether they're selling a car or a house. And so you're being asked to look, you know, inside and, like Dax said, trust, you know what you really want. And then trust that. So that you're being told to trust your vibes. And then as you go through the process, make sure you understand everything. So before you sign on the dotted line, make sure you understand that, you know, you have, you know, you've protected yourself with, you know, you've gotten the right inspections and that. Really, because this is a big purchase for you, as any home purchase is, and so you want to make sure that, you know, because it's not like you can just take it back. So you need to make sure that, you know, in your heart of hearts, you know what you want, and you know we always have to compromise a little bit, but make sure if you do compromise, you're only compromising on the small things and not the big things that are important to you. And so, you know, just recap, you know, Archangel Michael is there looking over you, helping you. You're being asked to trust your own intuition and your vibes, and then make sure that you understand everything, you know, the contract, and that, you know, everything in your house is safe, workable, usable, et cetera. Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you?
It really does. And just to fine tune with both of you guys, I was wondering if either one of you can see if the house will be brand new, because I'm trying to get one built, or if it will be a already constructed home, but it will be safe and sound.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you know that is so fascinating. I don't think anybody's ever asked me that. That's a really cool question.
Thank you.
And let's see what we're getting here. I mean, I'm getting. Okay, so I drew more cards, and it's leaning towards, well, first, before I give you the answer, Jenna, is that what you really want, is the house built for you?
I do want it brand new built, but only because being a woman buying a house, you don't want a house where you'll have to be having to rehab and do repairs, but you know, I do feel the higher ups can say, hey, we can get you a house that's already built and settled, but you won't have any repairs needed. So I'm open to both. But I want a brand new one.
Well, okay. Having said that.
Mm-hmm.
Let
me just finish up, because I was asking her that question for a reason, and I want to finish and then go to you. So,
okay,
Jenna, the reason why I asked that question is because I got the Nine of Cups, which is the wish come true card. So I was, you know, feeling that new construction is what you were looking for, and then as I look at the other cards, that is what I'm getting, is it's really leaning towards that. I'm seeing a lot about strong foundation. And one last thing before we go to Charlotte, see what she's getting. This is going to sound a little weird, okay?
Okay. Okay.
But as you go with Jenna, as you go with contractors and you're meeting different contractors and looking at construction and stuff like that, when you hear the foreign sounding voice, that's the right contractor. This person's going to have an accent. Okay?
Okay.
When you hear the accent, that's what you're looking for. I'm sorry about that, Charlotte. It's just I wanted to get that out and get it off my chest before we I forgot. What are you getting?
Well, actually that ties into that last message that came to me about making sure that when you move into your house, it is safe. It is. See, I had already kind of answered that question, and I wasn't sure why I was being told to tell you that. But then it makes sense because you are wanting to make sure that you can move in to a home that's ready for you to move into. And I just have to say that just because you have a home, you know, built from the ground up does not guarantee that you're going to move into a house that's problem-free. Now, granted, you will be covered by, you know, probably covered by guarantees and whatnot. But that's where if you buy an older home, an already built home, as long as it's not ancient, and you have the proper inspections done, you're going to be covered anyway. And so that's why I was being told that to make sure that before you sign anything, you've made sure that you've had a really good inspector that understands, you know, the electric wiring, plumbing, can see the age on things, you know, make sure they look at your fuse box and all those sorts of things. So that's kind of, I guess I could go either way, but I think that's why I was being told that. So for me, I think it boils down to time. Because if you have a house built from the ground up, you're looking at, you know, how many months out.
I did get that 4 month timing in the cards.
But even just buying it, I've never seen a house be built from the ground up in 4 months, but.
I have. Here in Arizona, we get them up in a month and a half, you know.
Oh, wow.
But, hey, you know, it depends on how, you know, what type of construction, all that kind of. Hey, we got to run. We got a lot of people waiting on the line. I hope that helped you out, Jenna.
It did. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Jenna.
Thanks for the call. Awesome first call there, Charlotte. And I know it's past the bottom of the hour, but before we go to the announcements, which we normally do at the bottom of the hour, because we took so much time there, you know, let's try to speed things up a little bit and let's try to take a few more calls before we go to the announcements, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to, let's see, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 917. Hello, 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, wait, that voice is familiar.
Yes, it's Sharona. And
hey,
congratulations.
Hi, Sharona.
Charlotte, I just love your brand new show. And, you know, you're definitely in the right place. I had my cards out, and the card that I drew for you is the Ten of Pentacles. So not only are you in the right place, but you are going to create a legacy that's going to last for a long, long time. And it's going to be rewarding to the heart, and you're going to be very financially successful at what you're doing. So bravo. You are a natural for this. You sound so good, like a pro.
Oh, you just gave me goosebumps and maybe blush at the same
time.
Too. Thank you, Sharona. I love you so much.
Well,
thank you.
I love you too. And I pulled out a stone for you, and it's jade. So jade is a heart chakra, but also financially financial success. So rock and roll, kiddo. You are perfect for this.
Wow, thank you. Dang, I'm so humbled.
Oh, you're so welcome. Welcome to the family. Woohoo!
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
We're happy to have you.
Thanks for calling in, Sharona.
Did you want me to pull a card? Did you want me to pull a card for you? Or?
Hey, if there's time.
What do you think, Dex? Okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I love this card because it's the title of it is a little misleading, but it's about focusing your mind. But I think it just it says, thank you, angels, for helping me focus on my priorities. So I think this is a what's the word I'm looking for? It's like, yep, what she just told you is exactly right, Charlotte. So because I did have some doubts, and with the things you said, you have erased a lot of those doubts. So, I love the cards because they're like, this isn't necessarily a card for Sharona as much as it is an affirmation that what she just told you is spot on. And
I love
so
that.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
I pulled a card too. I got the Page of Swords, and you were talking about, focusing, and that's another card of focus. Swords are thoughts and ideas, and, this.
Uh-oh.
Discerning. Uh-oh. Did we lose our connection?
You were cutting out there, so. Okay, we're back.
Okay, it was cutting in and out a little bit, but the card I got, that Page of Swords, great negotiator, penetrating insight, discerning, diplomatic, grace, just a affirmative message for you there, Sharona.
That makes sense. It works for me. I know exactly what it's talking about. Thank you.
Me too. Thanks for the call, Sharona.
My pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome. And we will see Sharona on the 19th. I'm actually going to be on with her doing an interview in our spotlight show on Angelic Realms. And we'll tell you more about that later on. But let's try to take another call or two here. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like 210. Mm-hmm. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Are you there, 210? Charlotte, are you there?
I'm here. It sounds
okay.
Like 210 is there, but I don't think they realize they're on.
Okay, I'm going to put them back on hold because I kind of heard some, like moaning or something, or maybe even the sound a dog makes. Maybe their dog is on the phone. Anyway, let's see who else is out there who's waiting the longest. It looks like 650. Are you there, 650? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Melinda calling from California. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Melinda.
Hi.
Hi, Melinda.
Hello. Yeah, so my question is regarding my daughter. She just hooked up with her boyfriend. They had been dating for a little while, and things were going pretty well, but there were some issues, and she broke up with him, and ever since she's been having, second thoughts and stuff, and I was just wondering what you see around that. Is she going to ultimately go back to him, or will she be open to a new person?
What you getting, Charlotte?
Well, this is where I kind of – it's kind of hard when you start. Because you're tying into the energy of the person that you're talking to. And so when you start asking about other people, it does make it kind of hard. And, it kind of, I don't know, I have mixed feelings about reading for other people that haven't asked for it themselves.
No, you don't have to ask that question then. No worries. You could ask it of me.
Okay.
Well, hold on for just a second. Before you go there, Melinda, just before you go there, just real quickly, I'm just going to say on that topic, I got the Ten of Swords. And, that's pretty much the end of a cycle.
Yeah.
It's ended and gone is what I'm getting here. But if you have another question, we can certainly pull some more cards.
Yeah, when do you see me moving?
Moving, okay. Are you moving across the city or out of state or?
Out of state.
Okay. Alrighty. Oh, wow. I'm getting much, much farther in the future. Like, I'm getting okay, so the cards are really cards of wintertime. There's snow and things like that, and I'm getting the number 5, so anywhere from 5 months to into winter. So what's 5 months from now? June, July, August, September, October. So anywhere from fall to winter is what I'm getting. Charlotte, you getting any hints here from Melinda on her move?
Because I deal mostly with oracle cards, it's hard to pick up on dates. But I'm getting Archangel Gabriel coming in. Hang on, let me ask the pendulum here.
Okay.
I'm getting within 5 months you'll be moving. That was my yes no on the pendulum was.
Okay.
That, yeah.
Another synchronicity. You're in alignment with what I was getting. 5 months from now, and you know, anywhere between then, fall into winter, I was getting cards with, you know, obvious signs of winter there. And like I tell all of our callers with all of this stuff, whether it's moving or relationships or what have you, remember, you're still in control. In fact, the Magician card showed up to remind you that you have the power. You can manifest as quickly as you want. When we do a reading, potential outcomes that we're seeing are a trajectory that begins with your decisions in the recent past through the now, because when you do a reading, you can only ever do it in the now, into the future to a potential outcome. If you want that to happen faster than that, you have the power. It's all about getting in alignment with what you want, setting the goal, doing the steps of the law of attraction, and just drawing that in and making it happen. Well, I hope that helped you out, Melinda. Let's see. I got to check on the time here. Ooh, time's getting away from us really quickly, and we got a whole bunch more callers, Charlotte. But let's do the announcements real quick. You got that handy? The upcoming shows on the network.
The network is just growing and adding to all the wonderful shows that we're already here. So tomorrow we have Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So you get free mini tarot readings on the show every Thursday. And on these, you know, I'm going to suggest you call in early. You can call in 15 minutes before the show starts to get in the queue. Be sure to press 1 so we know that you want to talk to us. You're not just listening via the phone. And because Steph's phone lines get jammed super fast. But if you get in, it's worth it because her readings are just amazing. So we are adding another show to Thursday directly after Stephanie's Guided Tarot at 12 p.m. That's noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our own Dax Carlisle will be a special guest. I think I might have messed that up. Anyway, he's going to be a special guest on Scrolls of the Soul Radio. He'll be joining past.
Yeah, it's a different network host.
That's a different network. I forgot that's where that was. Pardon me, people. I totally messed that up. So they used to be on our network, and they started their own show, and Dax is going to be the their guest, and he'll be joining. So Psychic Talk radio host Ann Anula and Sue Shoemaker on their new Soul Sister show and discussing how to start your own radio show or podcast. And that should be great because he has a lot of experience with that. On Friday, May 10th, we've got Dr. Rose Wilkerson, Kathy Shogren, and Dax are going to continue this series of shows on soul realignment. This week, it's what are the divine energy centers, and then on Psychic Saturday, Mary Brown and Dax will be holding open shows all show long with the free mini readings. And then I will be back next Wednesday with Dax, and we'll be discussing using higher power in our everyday lives. And it's open lines all show long. And if you can't remember what I've just said, you can find all of our upcoming episodes along with dates and start times at psychictalk.net/upcoming. So a lot of good stuff coming down the pike.
Awesome. Yes, it sounds exciting. And now that we're on 7 days a week, folks, you just wake up in the morning, open your browser, type in psychictalk.net/live, and the very next show that will be airing that day will pop up for you, and you can join us. It's really great. So all you really have to ever remember is psychictalk.net, and then click listen live at the top of any page. And it'll have the show times, it'll have the player, it'll have the call-in number, everything right there, 7 days a week, folks. And in fact, some days we're going to be having two shows, like this coming Sunday. We have actually two shows airing, so it's a lot happening on the network, Charlotte. And I'm so glad that you're here doing Wednesdays with me, because now we got back to, you know, we were doing 7 days a week, and then we lost our Wednesday host, and now we're back. So, you know, it's exciting stuff. And also, you know, if you're a practitioner, card reader, tarotist, you're a Reiki master, into crystals, spiritual life coach, you know, anything that we cover on the network here, you know, you can join me and Charlotte on Wednesdays and become a host. Go over to psychictalk.net, and the top of any page on our website, just click become a host. You can read all about it, and you can join us on Wednesdays, or we still want to put another host on Fridays. And if either of those days don't work for you, we can start another show any day of the week as well on top of that. So we would love for you to join us as a host on the network. We're wanting to grow and double the number of hosts we have now. And so go over to psychictalk.net/hosts, or if you're on psychictalk.net, just click become a host at the top of any page. All righty. Let's see. Any other announcements? Just two things real quickly. We do have two new shows coming up. We've got, let me see. Okay, so we've got Wisdom of the Soul, and that's with Janice Fuchs. She's coming back on the network. Fantastic show, talking all about your connection with the soul. And she's actually going to be doing a mix of live shows and pre-recorded podcasts. She has a YouTube channel of the same name, Wisdom of the Soul. And so we're going to be doing a live show on June 3rd. That'll be like the premiere show. But during this month, we're going to be putting out other broadcasts of hers that are pre-recorded for your listening pleasure. So be on the lookout for that. And the other thing is that Cooch Daniels, that does Cooch's Cosmic Cafe. Her Cosmic Cafe show now has a permanent date and time. So it's going to be 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, like this show, on Sundays, the second Sunday of the month. And she's starting a brand new show on the fourth Sunday of the month, late at night. It's going to be our first late night show. It's going to be at 10 p.m. Pacific and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Perfect timing for the late night lovelorn that are out there, because the show is all about love. It's called Tarot d'Amour, which is it's actually the name of Cooch's book, Tarot d'Amour. And it's called Tarot d'Amour, Nighttime Tarot for Love. And again, that's going to air at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. London time. So it's a really late show, folks. And, of course, Cooch is on the you know, the left coast. She's in California. So that's why she wanted to do 10 p.m. her time. And that's going to be the fourth Sunday of the month. The first episode of that is going to be May 26th. So be on the lookout for that. Okay. So we're going to go back. We're going to go back to the phone lines here and see who's been waiting the longest. Okay, it looks like area code 203. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Pat in Connecticut. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Charlotte. Did I hear you do pet communication?
I dabble in animal communication. I wouldn't say it's my strongest suit, but if you had a question, we could give it a try.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on health-wise for my dog. And he just had tests for Cushing's, and that came back negative, although the vet now says, well, that's not a definite. It's never definite, but pretty much he's clear of that. So now we're starting to look again.
I'm gonna pass on that one because that's having dealt with those issues myself with my dogs. I'm gonna.
Okay.
Say that's a little bigger topic than I'd like to take on. So,
all right. Can you talk about my financial situation then, please?
Okay. Do you have a specific question for us, Pat?
Well, I've moved and I've got much more affordable housing, which is wonderful. But I've got so many bills all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stumped. Grateful that I now have the money to pay all these bills, but would really like to start saving or seeing more money come in.
Okay, yeah. All right, so what are you getting on that? Anything, Charlotte?
Well, I am. Archangel Michael is coming up again, and I got to tell you, the fact that card has come up twice is pretty amazing because I actually have combined two decks, so I'm dealing with 88 cards right now.
Oh wow!
And
yeah,
and I have shuffled extensively. So
oh, Charlotte. Just as an aside, I got Archangel Michael came up for me. Archangel Raphael. Just when you were saying that you got that angel, I just saw that, and I just had to give you that information if it helps. But go ahead. What are you seeing?
Yeah, so I'm thinking that that he is looking over you at this point in time, and he's going to be helping you with the decisions that you make. You just have to make sure that you're calling on them because, you know, our angels are there waiting, but they can't help us until we ask. And so he's encouraging you to know that you're completely safe. And then we also got the faith card. So have faith. I think this is saying. Hang on just a sec.
Okay.
Okay, what I'm feeling in my chest is a very positive feeling that things are going to improve for you. They're telling me that it's not just going to happen, that it's going to be something that you're going to have to work at. I'm seeing like a ledger in front of me, so like keeping track of, you know, to coin a phrase, watch where your pennies go and the rest will follow.
I'm getting something similar. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so, and then we also got the divine protector about intervention and purpose. So, again, they just want you to know that you're being guided and that But I'm hearing that it is going to take work. It's not just going to fall into your lap. And I'm not, you know, I don't mean to imply that you haven't been working at it, but that's just what I'm being told. But that it's definitely doable, but it's going to require work on your part for that to happen. And it sounds like you kind of started already on the right steps already. So what did you get, Dax?
Yeah, you know, it's you sound like just dead on with that, because I'm looking at what I got in my cards and listening to the advice you're giving, and it's dead on, you know, the synchronicity. The main focus card is the Ace of Coins. So the financial opportunities are there, all right? And when I said Raphael shows up, Raphael is showing up in the form of the Lover's card, and the Lover's card is about it's often about choices. And so there's going to be some hard choices that you're just going to have to make in alignment with this, okay? But as far as your finances getting better, there's the ledger part of it that you were talking about, you know, and, you know, like businesses making cuts to bring the bottom line up type thing. But there's also the other direction, bringing more funds in. And a lot of this is talking about that. The opportunities are there, the Ace of Coins. And in addition to making choices to make your finances better, the Magician card shows up again, just like it did for the previous caller, with the same exact message. You are in the driver's seat. You can make this happen. You can manifest it. It can happen in as soon as, let's see, what am I getting here? I'm getting 7. So 7 days. Things can improve that quickly, but it requires you to get into the right feeling state. You see, the feeling state that you're in, that's what fuels the law of attraction, okay? And I'm getting the Star card, which was also the card of the day I wanted to mention, and this is talking about being in that feeling state of optimism and hope. It's literally the card of hope. So it has a dual message. Yes, hope's there. But in addition, Pat, you know, you need to get into that feeling state of optimism in order to be in alignment with that same frequency and draw more of that in. If you're focused on the lack, you're going to get more lack. If you focus on how you want things to be, you're going to get that. You see, that's how it works. So I hope that helped you out. We got to run because, boy, we are past the top of the hour, and we still got a ton of calls. Do you want to take a couple more calls, Charlotte, or how are you feeling?
Oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun. Yeah, let's go for it.
Awesome. Yeah, we got a bunch of callers on here. Let's go to area code 347. It's been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Did you say Janika?
Tanika.
Okay. Tanika.
Tanika.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
Tanika.
Hi. Yeah.
What can we do for you today? What do you want to chat about?
I wanted to chat about love and also my job. With my job, I'm debating leaving. I was offered a part-time job, and it's at a hospital, and my current job is full-time, so I'm just kind of worried about going from full-time to this part-time job.
Why do you want to go from full-time to part-time? Is there a reason for that? It's a, you know, more enjoyable job, or, you know, what's the reason?
Well, the full-time one, I thought it would be like maybe more opportunity. It's more money per hour, but it's just part-time. So I'm, like, worried about that. But it would be – I feel like it would be more opportunity. It's a place where a lot of people try to get a job at.
Mm-hmm.
And I have feelings also for someone at my current job, which I don't know what's going on with he and I now.
Oh, that's another reason to not be there.
Well, we were involved over the winter, but I'm not really sure if we're going to get back together, or, like, if he still cares about me or anything like that. So, but I don't,
okay, so we only have time to focus in on one thing, and the cards I'm getting are all about the job situation. The Two of Swords, you know, that's that indecision. You're not making the decision, but it's showing that you should definitely go for it. So the Eight of Cups is showing up. Eight is abundance, and that's exactly what this person is doing in the card, is they're leaving the past and they're moving onwards and upwards to better things. And then the very next card, Ten of Pentacles. It's going to be much, much better for you leaving and going to the part-time job. And there's going to be opportunities that even you are not aware of yet. And it's going to be very, very good with the Ten of Pentacles. So let's go to Charlotte and see if she has any additional information to add to that. Charlotte?
Okay, this is crazy, you guys. I have pulled the Archangel Michael card again, as well as the Faith. And Faith is actually kind of Archangel Michael's twin flame. So I pulled both those cards last time, and I pulled them again this time. And I am shuffling these 88 cards, and these cards keep showing up today. So apparently...
Me too. And I'm getting the same cards too.
For everybody who is listening, see, and when that happens, that means that this is more of a global message. So people who are listening, not calling in, or people who are online who we may not get to, take this message as for you as well, because there's a reason why these cards keep popping up. Because, I mean, I'm not a statistician, and so I couldn't tell you what the odds are of that happening three times in a row, but it did. So what I'm getting, and I know I sound like a broken record, but you're being asked to look for signs that, you know, you need to put that out into the universe yourself, and you're being encouraged to look for signs that it's right. So if you want to ask for a specific sign, like a white feather or a purple duck or whatever, that you're on the right track and that making that move to part-time is going to work. Because again, I'm going to focus on the work thing, because that's what I queried my card, just because we are short of time. Archangel Michael is watching over you. And also to stay calm, you know, with the Faith, to stay calm and trust yourself. And you'll know if you ask if you are making the right move. And what I'm feeling about going part-time is that might be the better way to go at this point in time. But again, that's a big decision, and hope one I would hope you would not make just on, you know, one phone call and talking to us, because this is what we're being told, but ultimately it's you that knows all the facts that are along with it. But I'm feeling like the moving part-time, because I'm feeling it's going to free, for some reason I'm being told it's going to free up time for you to pursue something else that might actually be the love of your life, and I don't necessarily mean a romantic love, although it might be that, but also some other pursuit, you know, that you may not even know you are into. But that's the feeling, and that's what I'm being shown, is that it's going to give you that
awesome
extra time. So.
Well, I hope that helped you out, Tanika.
It definitely did. And you guys aren't picking up anything between me and the person that I have romantic feelings for.
No, and honestly, no, I'm not. But honestly, we just don't have the time. You know, we can only do one question per caller. And you're welcome to call back in again, because, you know, we're going to have a fabulous reader on tomorrow. It's Stephanie's Guided Tarot with Stephanie Mayo. And you should call in on tomorrow's show and ask her that question. She kind of specializes in the love angle of things too, and you're just going to be amazed. It's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. So thanks for the call.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And we And we got to move on to other callers, try to squeeze in a few more before the end of the show here. We're actually way past the end of the show, folks, but it's Charlotte's first show, and she's having fun, and so am I. So we're going to take some more calls. And, you know, this whole time I've been trying to pop in and out of the chat room. I don't know if there was any questions in there, but I didn't see any yet. So, Charlotte, we're going to go to area code 727. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kate, and I'm calling from Florida. Hi. Congratulations.
Hi.
Well, thank you.
I have a quick addendum. If Jenna, the first caller, is still listening, houses like cars can be lemons, and there can be contract and contractor problems. So hopefully she will stay open that it might not be a brand new home, and brand new homes aren't necessarily without their flaws. So having said that, what is the message that my angels have for me?
Oh, I love
awesome. And by the way, Jenna's still on the line, actually, and normally callers from the beginning of the show are not still there, but she just happens to be there. Of course, you're just reiterating what Charlotte gave her, the same advice.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Charlotte, are you getting an angel message for Kate?
I'm shuffling my unwieldy pack of 88 cards. These are my favorite questions. What do the angels want? Okay, here we go. What do the angels want Kate to know? And I honestly, I'm getting goosebumps, so it's going to be good. I'm already getting, and I got a jumper card. Okay, so this card is lovely. It says, don't hate, meditate. So they're asking you to, I don't know if you already have a meditation as part of your daily program, but they're asking you to meditate. Wow, okay, and we're following them with a jumper card. To make healthy choices, and so it's whether I don't know, you know, as far as food. Hang on, let me see whether they. They're. I'm seeing you walking more. And of all things, eating salad. So that's what I mean. Showing through your healthy choices, and then. God, I love, and so the third card is the miracle of prayer, and that's Archangel Sandalphon. So the message here is like taking care of yourself. So slowing down a little bit with meditation, being aware of the choices that you're making in your life, whether it's exercise or diet. Like I said, I saw you walking and eating salad more, which is kind of funny. And then also the power of prayer, which is, to me, is very similar, ties in very strongly to the power, the law of attraction and whatnot, because unless you send your prayers out to the universe, the universe can't answer. So, and then giving thanks when those things are answered, and so maintaining an attitude of gratitude. So I would also add to that, maybe adding to, along with the meditation, a short, you know, just maybe two or three things in the morning when you get up, what you're grateful for, because it completely raises your vibe. I don't care if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. If you take that few minutes to just find something to be absolutely grateful for, fill it in your heart, it's going to change your whole day. That's what I'm being told.
Awesome. Well, those are the messages you got, and she asked for messages. I got a message, too. It's talking about, if there's any situation or thing going on or person or thing or happenstance where you've got some pain around it, some sorrow, grief, whatever, the message from the angels is that it's all, at this point, it's reduced now to just things in your mind. In other words, it's no longer affecting you really in the now space. They want you to realize that these are thoughts that you can let go don't be afraid of them. You know, let them come in, but then just let them pass out again, and then you'll make progress away from that situation. And the other message real quick is they want you to pay attention more to your intuition, listening to your gut instincts. So that's what messages I got for Kate, and we got to move on. I hope that helped you out, Kate. I had to mute Kate's line, by the way. I don't know if you guys heard all of that. There was a lot of background noise on Kate's line. So we wish you well, and we're going to go to area code 305, the call that's been waiting the longest. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hello. My name is Maria. I'm calling from Miami, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Maria.
Hi,
Maria.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I am calling regarding my love life, and I would like to get married again. I've been alone for a long time, and I've been using the law of attraction to bring a marriage into my life. My question is, in regards to my future husband, do you feel it's somebody I know or someone that I'm going to be meeting? Any information you can give me would be welcome.
Awesome. Okay, so we'll take a look at. I'm happy to do that. Let me hold on just a second, because I'm not an astrologer, folks. All right, and so I always
so
have. So, I get messages about, you know, who's coming in, but then I have to go to my cheat sheet to remind me the sun signs and all, because I'm not an astrologer. I don't got it all memorized, folks. I know I'm a Gemini, and that's about it, right? Okay, so there are two individuals. One is younger than you, or potentially if they're the same age, they have a very youthful outlook on life. Okay, so they may be chronologically younger, or just their outlook. Okay, and this person is showing up in the form of the Page of Coins. The Page of Coins is a very meticulous, diligent, studious kind of person, good-natured. They want security in their life. Realism, kindness. They love knowledge and learning. That kind of a person. And Pentacles is the Earth sign. So, as far as astrological signs, probably a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn.
Okay.
And so so write all that down. You know, it might not pop in your head right now, but as you go through your day-to-day life, you're going to go, aha, I know who that is. This guy I know that's younger, that's a Capricorn, you're going to figure this out. Okay, so, you know, right now, just write this down. The other person is slightly older, so either the same age as you with a very mature outlook on life, or somebody older, an older gentleman. I always want to say the older man, you know, but then I got to think, oh, wait, it's almost 2020. We have to say him or her. Because you just never know. All right. And he's showing up. I'll use the pronoun anyway. He's showing up as the Emperor. And the Emperor has a lot to do with Aries. Okay. So Aries or one of the other fire signs, could be Leo, could be Sag, but more likely Aries when the Emperor shows up, you know. So there's another individual that you might want to take a look. Also, that the Four of Cups showed up again, which showed up in a previous reading. This card shows up when you're paying attention to the three cups in front of you, but then there's this fourth cup being offered to you literally out of the clouds, but you don't see it. So this card shows up to let you know that there's probably – this person or both of them even maybe are already there. You're just not noticing it as that potential. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. I understand exactly what you're telling me. I agree with it. Yes. You're right on target. It's hard to say I don't see it because I don't see it, but yeah, but you're probably right about that too.
So I'm trying to get a timing card here for you, just to give you a little additional information. Okay, so I'm getting a couple of Queen's cards. The Queen of Wands is showing up, and that's you, and it's talking about maintaining your independence. The Queen of Cups is also showing up, which showed up for the previous caller, talking about, okay, in all of this, listen to your intuition. You're going to figure out that, oh, yeah, Dax said, okay, it's this guy and it's this guy, and then listen to your gut instincts. Your intuition is going to tell you which is the right one. And then I'm getting, what is this? I'm getting 11. Okay, so 1 plus 1 is 2. Okay, so 2. So the timing card is 2. That means this can happen within the next 2 weeks or in 2 days. Going to be fast.
Two months, right?
Yeah, I'm not getting the 2 months. I'm getting 2 days or 2 weeks. So how quickly this happens, again, you know, you're in the driver's seat, okay? As soon as you figure this all out, it'll happen. So I hope that helped
you
out, Maria.
Thank you so much. Yes, you're very accurate in everything you have told me. Thank you. You're very accurate because I feel in my heart what you're telling me is true.
Well, now you're going to have to call back on a Wednesday and let Charlotte and I know who this person was. Was it the Page of Pentacles or was it the Emperor guy? We're dying to know, Maria.
I did get just a couple of things if I can jump in just really quickly. So one,
sure.
I'm seeing something connected to music and dancing, but I'm also being asked. I'm also being guided to tell you that instead of focusing on what you don't have, you need to, you know, instead of focusing on your lack of love at this point, to count the blessings of what you do have, and that you're going to have to make a few adjustments as you go along in order to, you know, fully bring that in. So I think they're asking you to look in yourself and what may have been blocking you, but also instead of focusing on your lack of love, focusing on what you do have, and that's going to open you up for whoever you're looking for to step in. And I'm going to mute myself because I've got a dog that's decided to do something crazy. So,
not even hearing the dog.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Maria.
You can't hear that?
Thank you.
Nope.
Thank you.
Bye, Maria.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Fabulous call there. I think it's hilarious how, you know, we were hearing the packaging opening, but we're not hearing the dog.
Yeah, and I was being so quiet with my – so Dax had to mute me because I picked up a parcel just before we came on air, and it was a new package of crystals. And so I've been sitting here dying to – dig into them, and I thought, I'm just going to very quietly open this up while Dax is talking, but apparently my packaging was rattling too much, and I got busted.
Yep. The mute button is your friend. You got to put yourself on mute, and of course, you know, this is Charlotte's first time as a host, so she's learning all these radio details as we go along. You know, it's a learn as you go here. We have time to take one more phone call, and before we do, I want to remind everybody, because we have a ton of people on the caller line, it's just been fantastic, Charlotte. They're showing the love. Everybody's calling in. And, you know, if we don't get to your call today, I want to recommend that you call in on tomorrow's show, because it's Stephanie's Guide at Tarot. You're just going to love – I mean, she is just dead on. But this is the thing, folks. Write down the phone number, 714-816-4628, and I'll give it again in a second. Write it down, and what you're going to do is you're going to call in really, really early and get your spot, because the phone lines have been lit up like a Christmas tree today. Tomorrow they'll be double, because that's how good Stephanie is, okay? And you want to get in early. Now, the show starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. But the caller lines open 15 minutes before airtime. So you want to wait till that, you know, 40, what would that be? That would be 10:45 a.m. and 1:45 p.m. on the East Coast. You know, you want to start dialing until you get through and, you know, get in there first early in the queue so that Stephanie can get to you. Here's the number again, 714-816-4628. And remember, you can always go to our website, psychictalk.net, and at the top of any page, just click where it says Listen Live, and there will be the next live show. Okay. So, Charlotte, here we go. Time for one more call. We're going to go to area code 919 is the lucky caller, the lucky last caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, caller?
Hi, this is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Did you say Kay?
Yeah, K-A-Y, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I have a very simple question. I have a trip that is already paid for, and I am trying to get flights. Do you see me getting these flights at a reasonable price? And it's just that simple.
Okay. That's what I took my dumb.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but for me, it struck me right away when Kay said that, very similar to using the law of attraction when you're driving somewhere and it's a full parking lot and finding that parking space. It's a very similar thing. You know, we're going to pull some cards, but Kay, you really got to set the intention that when you pick up the phone or when you go online, you're going to get the perfect flight.
Okay.
And just know it now.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true.
I believe that because I think I found something. I'm pretty sure, but it's one of those. Do I go ahead and book? But you're right. So yeah, okay.
Okay. So here, this is gonna crack you up. So we just talked about setting the law. You know, using the law of attraction, which comes from inside. The card that I drew was inner power. So I think that's your answer right there is, you know, yeah, I mean, even, you know, take your, you know, write it down, right? The amount of the ticket that you want to, you know, the amount you want to spend on the ticket, put it down, look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
And then, yeah.
It's so crazy. I put in my calculator. This is the amount I want. And, oh, my God. Okay, confirmation.
That's right.
Confirmation.
And I do want to throw out there. And I do want to throw out there that what I'm getting is I'm getting yes, yes, yes. You know, and the Wheel of Fortune card showed up, which it shows up when it's showing a turn of the wheel in your favor. Okay?
Ooh, yes.
These cards are all looking really, really good. There is a little caveat. It's saying, don't focus on the possibility of not getting it. Or not getting the price you want, because as soon as you do that, you break it right there.
Yes.
You know, you got to keep focus. Okay. Also, just like with, I swear to God, I'm shuffling the deck, but yet again, I've got the Four of Cups. Okay. And the Four of Cups shows up when there's an opportunity that you're just not seeing. So there may be another option out there that you're just not seeing. So, think outside the box. Take a step back.
I know what that is. I know what that is. My
there you go.
My
confirmation.
Is,
My best friend mother works for an airline, and she made it to give me a buddy pass. I know what that is.
I was shuffling my moonology cards, and I got look at the bigger picture. Also, that jumped. Even before she called, I was just like, I'm just going to shuffle these cards. And it was like, look at the bigger picture, too, which I think is right along those same lines. So,
thank you so much.
Well, thanks for the
You're
call,
welcome.
Kay.
Yeah,
thank
thanks for calling.
You. Yes.
Awesome call to end the show on, right, Charlotte?
Yes. Yes.
So, what did
call.
You think? What did you think? It wasn't as bad as you thought, right?
It wasn't. And things came. I was just so worried that I was going to freeze up and things wouldn't come through. And there, you know, there were a few little hiccups. I felt bad that I couldn't help the caller with her animal, but I really felt like that was much bigger than I be giving any advice on. And, you know, it's
you might just not be ready for that. Yeah.
Exactly.
The other thing is we mentioned about, you know, animal communication. Take Kathy, for instance, Kathy Shogren on Fridays. She does animal communication, but see, she can't do it on the phone because the process that she uses is a little different and she needs to be in person or she needs to get a picture of the pet first. She needs to connect with the energy. There's a lot to her process, and she can't do that in 1.5 minutes on the radio, you see. So she doesn't do animal communication either, even though she's an animal communicator. She does those in person and through long distance, but, you know, with an image, and we just aren't set up to do that on the radio, you know. So don't feel bad about that because you can't help every caller. Sometimes something just won't come through. You know, and that's why it's great having a co-host or two, right?
Exactly. And that, you know, those health issues like that are really, they're so very tricky and so many things. You know, I could have listed off a bunch of things just from my own personal life, my own personal experience with dealing with dogs.
Right.
You know, with Cushing's and whatnot. But, that was something that I had no business.
It's okay. And you handled that perfectly. You know, you just tell the caller and tell your co-host, whether it's me or someone else, you just tell them, you know, it's like, I'm going to pass on this. And you know, you even drew it out a little bit longer than you needed to. And I think that's because you felt bad about it. But, you know, you don't need to give any explanation. There's going to be times like that. And just tell the caller and tell your co-host, it's like, I don't know if you want to answer this, but I'm not getting anything on this. Or just say, I'm going to pass on this one. I'm sorry. It happened.
Yeah.
Yep. But we will be back next Wednesday. What's the topic next Wednesday?
That is, I believe it's using higher power in your day-to-day life instead of just, you know, as some big out there thing. It's calling it in to your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
And utilizing the gifts that we've all been given. We all have
That'll be really interesting.
We all have the ability to ask the angels for help, and you know, it's a really powerful tool that we've been given. So
plus also, you know, having your eyes open to the everyday messages coming through. You know, it doesn't have to be just you call up a psychic or you call Psychic Talk Radio and ask a question, you go to a tarot reader, you go to a psychic or a medium or what have you. Every day, all day long, the universe is throwing messages at us. And, you know, maybe I'll talk a little bit about that on next Wednesday, bring up, you know, angel numbers and so forth, you know. So that's it. Remember to tune in for Stephanie's Guided Tarot tomorrow and get in early. And it's psychictalk.net. Come visit us over there. We'd love for you to join us on the network. In fact, you can join Charlotte and I on Wednesdays if you'd like to become a host. Get your feet wet. Right, Charlotte?
That's right. And look how much fun we had today. So this is my first go-round, and I didn't I was afraid I was going to freeze up, but it was just so much fun. And I honestly thought about this for quite a while before I got brave enough to take the plunge, and I'm just so happy that I did. So if you're thinking about it, come and join us. We're a cool group of people.
Yeah. And thanks to Sharona for calling in, one of our producers and radio hosts. Thanks to all our fabulous callers. A bunch of them are still on the line listening. And ones that we talked to earlier in the show, they're still there listening. I love it. I love it, Charlotte. And I want to thank all our callers, all our listeners, everybody that joined us in the chat room. So many people in the chat room. And thanks for being here to make Charlotte's debut a huge success. And we're going to say goodbye for now. Goodbye, Charlotte. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Dad. Thanks
bye,
for all
Char-Char.
Your help.
Bye, everyone.
Day, Dad.